This is the Best of Daily Devotions by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information, go to believerstogether.com.
I wonder sometimes if our understanding of this whole Christian realm ceased at the concept of life eternal. And then we never really took a hold of Christ's desire that we also live abundantly here and now. We like the idea of eternal life. We like the idea of a heaven waiting for us. But what about now? What about here? John chapter 10, verse 10 reminds us that the thief only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I, this is Jesus' words, I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. I guess this is what we would call living large. We're at the very beginning, just the opening pages of the letter of Ephesians that Paul the Apostle wrote to this church in Ephesus. Now, this idea of living large where we begin today, it's important that we don't misunderstand the concept. I mean, it doesn't say we will receive abundantly. You know, that can be a grave and catastrophic false doctrine. That's the doctrine of the world faith prosperity churches that believe God wants them as reborn children to bask in the wealth and affluence of this world, almost as some sort of bonus or reward for giving up the road of death and eternal hell. Look, the language in this context is living abundantly. And that involves much more than having a big house and plentiful cash and possessions. That's owning abundantly. All born-again believers today enjoy eternal life, but so many of us have failed to ever realize the abundant life that God wants for us, often because, well, we are waiting for it to be delivered effortlessly somehow, maybe by an Amazon van. We don't know life abundantly, thus we do not know the joy that comes naturally from such. What happens is many of us then continue to struggle daily with a life that, if it is reborn, it should now be different. It should now be a life of joy. Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 says, "As therefore you received Christ Jesus the Lord, walk in him." You know, a person becomes a believer as he places his faith in Christ to redeem him from sin and its penalty. But we gain abundant life as we exercise that same faith in the practice of our everyday living. You see, abundant life has to do with the way we live out our lives after our salvation. Eternal life is based on the finished work of Christ, one that was completed through the cross and through resurrection of Christ. But our abundant life is based on the present work of Christ, one that is, I guess, rests upon the idea of the Holy Spirit operating in a believer's life. Salvation's eternal life, as well as its subsequent abundant life, are both lived by faith. And we must forever remember that faith is an active word, something that is lived, not just believed. Just how we respond to Christ and our new salvation will determine the level of abundance in our individual lives. So the book of Ephesians addresses this abundant life, one that is available to all those who are born again. This letter that we're just beginning now, from the very beginning, is addressed to the saints. To the saints. To those who are faithful in Christ Jesus. And where we stand as to that label is addressed by Paul in the first three chapters of this letter. Now, the central tenet of this letter actually come in the first two words, in Christ. In Christ. Actually, those words, in Christ, appear 90 times in this letter. The idea is therefore presented that all that we are, all that we have, and all that we can be as a believer is found in Him. This premise does not speak of a head knowledge, doesn't speak of works or an effort on our part, but rather a focus and a center upon living and breathing in the manifest presence of Christ. This is effectively practiced through the infilling of the Holy Spirit. But you know, it goes further than that. because it does not say him living in us, but rather very specifically us living in him. Now, he does live in us. That's not the point that Paul is trying to drive home here. It's kind of all about what John 15 calls the abiding life. John 15, 4 and 5 says, "Remain in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it remains in the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who remains in me and I in him bears much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing."
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com.